Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment so that we might hear Jesus speak the good news of the Father to us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. At the cow camp where I spent summers as a child, the only running water was the splashing creek that ran alongside the cabin. Every day, my parents would make multiple trips with those two tin buckets. They would fill up the large copper reservoir next to that old majestic, as it was called, wood-burning stove. They would leave two pails then of water beside the wash basin and the mirror. Now, no matter how much water they brought into the cabin, it all ended up in the same place. You'd wash your hands in the little wash basin. You'd open the creaking door. You'd step out onto that front step, and you would fling that soapy water onto the scraggly little spruce tree out in front of the cabin, in front of the willows. A scraggly little tree that somehow had survived up to that point. No matter what sort of water came in, it always ended up at the base of the spruce tree. Those big tubs full of dish water. Mom sort of stumbling out on the porch and then overturning them on top of the spruce tree. Day in and day out in the summertime, soapy water on the little spruce tree. Open the door, swing, creak open, step on the porch, fling the soapy water on the spruce tree. Over the years, that scraggly little spruce tree found its girth buckling outwards, its height blossoming upwards until its branches began to soar skyward. These days, that little spruce tree is 30, maybe even 40 feet, towering over the cabin. Towering tree. And it's just this kind of towering tree that the prophet Isaiah imagines the people of God becoming when they hear the Messiah of the Lord preach to them good news. He imagines them spreading their branches skyward, the redeemed of the Lord as sentinels of holiness, trees of righteousness. He sees the redeemed people of God, God's people, manifesting truth, beauty, and goodness. God's anointed messenger, the Mashiach Adonai, the Messiah of the Lord, will proclaim good news, says the prophet, so that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, no doubt Isaiah's listeners were a little bit puzzled by this, because they had heard this good news announced to them. Exile is over. Liberty to the captives. You're free to go home. They had heard the good news. And yet, when they looked at themselves, they weren't particularly towering trees of virtue. They were still the ramshackle collection of tiny spruce trees that stumbled into Babylon nearly 60 years before. They still fought and complained. They still dallied with pride, sexual immorality, idols. Some of them even wanted to stay in Babylon. No great soaring spruces of righteousness here. We too have heard the good news. Jesus has stood in the synagogue and quoted Isaiah's words to us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good tidings to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We have heard Jesus say, I forgive you. We have heard that good news. And yet, we look at our lives and we don't really see and we don't really feel like we are towering trees of virtue, soaring spruces of righteousness. We see in ourselves depressing little spruce trees. We see our moral branches are a little scraggly. We still struggle with the same problems, same compulsions to control, to the fantasies and illusions of ourself. We still dally with the things that we shouldn't. How many of us in this time of year make New Year's resolutions? I won't envy my sister's life anymore. I won't fudge the numbers on my account anymore. I won't smooth away my life with lies anymore. I won't click on that website anymore. Nor no soaring spruces of righteousness here. And yet, whether it's a scrubby Judean spruce in Babylon, or a scraggly American spruce in Mississippi, we hear that door creak open. We hear the step, and we see Jesus flinging Holy Spirit dishwater on us. Again and again, day in and day out, the anointed of the Lord himself dumps baptismal water all over us. Listen again to Isaiah's words that Jesus takes in his mouth in St. Luke's Gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to announce the good news so that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, so that they might become trees of righteousness. Jesus preaches the good news to us again and again so that we might become trees of virtue. He flips the wash basin over us year after year. The final verse of Isaiah 61, the final verse of the chapter that we read, or the first part of the chapter that we read for our epistle reading this morning, highlights this reality. For as the earth springs forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. God makes his people holy through good news. Jesus preaches his mercy to you and to me day in and day out, so that we might become righteous. As the psalmist sings, there is forgiveness with you, O Lord, so that you might be feared. And St. Paul himself hears that door creaking open. God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world so that we might be holy and blameless before him in love. This morning, Jesus flings more dishwash water over you. Over me. I have set you free. Be free indeed. Become the towering spruces that I died to make you. You and I are free to grow this year. It's not going to be easy. It will hurt. It will be painful because we love our sins. We love those patterns of life that we have immersed ourselves in. It'll be hard work to soak in, that soapy water. It hurts to change our lives. But Christ gives us His Spirit as the Father watches in joy. Watching in joy as our girths buckle outwards, as we blossom upwards, soaring higher, branches reaching skyward, some 30, 40 feet above the earth. My great-grandfather, Grandpa G, was an angry, bitter little spruce of a man. His mother had been a vicious alcoholic, and he carried on the tradition of abuse. At one point, he broke my great uncle's arm during a period of discipline. And yet, day after day, year after year, Jesus threw dishwater on him through my great grandma G. The good news, again and again and again, proclaimed. By the time I remember him, at the age of 4, he was a towering spruce of gentleness and kindness. He was the man who gave my sister and me Cracker Jacks every time we saw him. The man who one time when it was Halloween and we forgot our Cracker Jacks at his house, drove the 20 minutes into Sheridan to the Perkins where we were at and where I was sitting in my Zorro costume and presented us with our Cracker Jacks. My grandmother just stunned at what her father was doing. I remember the spruce tree, the towering kind man playing pin the heart on the Care Bear at my birthday party in that single wide trailer. The lone adult among the cluster of kids. This is what the triune God does. The Father sends the Son to preach good news to us so that the Spirit might make us soaring trees of righteousness. Hard work, day in, day out. We don't often see it in the immediate moments, but when you compare year to year, growth, change. Do you hear the creak of the door? Even now Jesus steps out and he flings the good news upon you of the Spirit's work so that you might grow this year, so that you might be righteous. So grow. Grow in this good news. Grow in the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.